I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go. With Jim Jim and Nobby.
It seems today that on TV there are so many programs, which ones should we see? Where can we get some decent telly? Sitting on our backside, Punchy has a TV guide. He tells us what he's streaming, what his telly box is beaming, cause the coppers told him he can't go outside. It's time for Punchy's TV guide.
Oh, I'm eating me words, am I? Oh, he's 3-0 and then 4-0 and, like, Ireland winning games. What's going on?
Scored 5 times last week. When did you last do that?
Yahoo! I know what you did last summer.
We did nothing last summer.
How did you know? Well, because nobody did nothing last summer. Yeah. We were all locked up, weren't we?
Right, yeah.
You've all got a taste of my medicine. I know what you did last summer.
How do you know? What?
Because there's 4 episodes of it on Amazon Prime.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a series about I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh. Amazon Prime's a lot cheaper than Netflix, by the way. Just saying.
At the moment.
Graduation.
I told you I was going.
I had to drive a dad.
So insecure. This party is about to get heated.
I love this song.
I'm here with the OGs. I need a burrito.
This cannot be happening.
Wow, okay.
Looks good, doesn't it?
It does look good, yeah.
It does look good. It does. Nowhere else look good. It's not coming on now till early next week, Tuesday at 9:15 on BBC Two. You'll have seen the run trials for this all this time. Impeachment, the American crime story. It's all about Bill Clinton.
You get to work in the West Wing as of this morning. You're going to be working right beside the people who run the world. Please, be professional.
There's a woman I'm very close to. In the midst of an affair with the President of the United States.
How do I know it's true?
Hello? You will lose her as a friend.
I've made my peace with that.
Are you sure you have enough evidence?
My calls with Monica.
Wow, that looks good. When's that on?
That's on next Tuesday, 9:15.
On what?
BBC Two.
Oh, that looks really well put together. Yeah, yeah.
Did you notice who's playing Monica Lewinsky there?
No.
It's Beanie Feldstein, Jonah Hill's sister.
Oh, is she?
Do you think they'd be watching that in the Clintons?
You'd have to have a little go.
Oh, I don't know.
Hello. She was in that film Booksmart that was out. Do you remember that? It was very funny. Yeah, good little picture that. Lads, we missed it last week. Dave is back on BBC Two on Sunday nights.
Dave the Rapper.
Dave the Rapper. And there's two good pictures to watch out for this weekend. Venom is on. On Saturday night on Channel 4 at 9.
We've been giving away stuff of Venom versus Carnage all week, Podge.
Yeah, that's why they're doing it, because, yeah, you know, when there's a new one out, they show the old one, don't they?
The guy you work for is an evil person.
I don't work for him. My firm works for him. Are you going to behave yourself tomorrow?
I told you I'm going to do my job. I'm a reporter. I follow people that do not want to be followed. What about the allegations that you recruit the most vulnerable for tests that end up killing people?
Your time to go.
You're finished, Mr. Brock.
Is that a threat?
You had to learn how to hide in plain sight. I'm pretty good at it. But you suck. Whoever you are.
I work at the Life Foundation, and I need your help.
And on Sunday, a very funny picture, the Armando Iannucci picture, The Death of Stalin. It's on a 10:45 on Sunday night on BBC Two.
And to do with the Russian lad.
Yeah.
To do with the Russian lad. No, it was Rory Stalin from...
Oh, right,
no.
Rory's...
Yeah. The milkman, Rory Stalin, yeah.
I can't remember who's alive and who isn't.
It's Comrade Stalin.
I'll take it from here.
We need to start putting together a plan.
How can you run and plot at the same time?
We should get Stalin's children here.
What are you doing to my father, you jackals? How old are you?
I'm old.
You're not old! You're not even a person!
He's going to be fine.
That looks like a great cast as well.
Oh, it's Rafa. It's a very funny picture, lads. Give it the go!
Good luck to you!
Good luck to you all!
That's the guy streaming it into your face.
Screaming it.
If you don't have time for something, delete that series link. It's so liberating.
I'll be watching Ken.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock
on FM 104.
What he said.
Strawberry Alarm Clock at FM 104.
Out of your box.
7:11 now. Do you want to hear the bit where she sounds Dublin, do you?
If you know where it is,
I do,
yeah.
I know. So
why not? She says
chewers.
Chewers.
What I chose to do, so go eat. Feel the world around me. I had no time to choose.
I had no time to chewers.
Chewers.
I had no time to chewers. I had to go buy some chewers.
Chewers. Well, I'm feeling like I have the blues.
She threw that in for us.
She did. You sure? Yes.
Feel the world around me. I had no time to choose.
I had no time to choose.
Chewers.
Nobody else says chewers except if you're from Dublin.
As your question is, do you want it on the air every hour today, all day, or do you want it on a half hour? So enough people can hear it.
Either way, you're getting it. Adele, you've done really well with the 17 and the 19 albums, but what about a nice breakup? The breakup market is very big. Maybe we could have a song about, you know, divorce. Could you do a huge ballad about divorce? Because there's lots of people who'd be drinking a Prosecco tonight, having a big sob to your song.
Yeah, all right, I can do that.
Fair play to Adele, she's nailed it.
It's out.
Scramble to halt new COVID surge, front page of the Irish Independent. So the COVID surge rules to remain in force. Vaccine booster planned for over 60s. And Donnelly vows there'll be no return to restrictions. There's nobody talking about restrictions. Don't
Donnelly, where's he been for the last few months? He's been isolating.
I think he's got symptoms or something, hasn't he?
Yeah, I'm talking about not the last few days, Jim, for the last 3 months. He's disappeared.
Now, if you put a wig on him with sideburns.
Yeah.
Oakley, good neighbour. I just thought, as I said, he's the symptoms. I thought of The Simpsons.
Symptoms of what? Symptoms
anyway, they're just saying, like we said yesterday this time, they're just saying...
Do you know what? I should have listened.
Go easy on me.
I should have listened and I should have read the thing, but I couldn't take it. It said, how come the country with the highest vaccine uptake in Europe is having the highest surge? And essentially what it drills down to, like it does every other bloody time, our health system is a joke. And that's why this is happening. You go into a hospital at 3 in the morning, you sit in a chair for 12 hours. You're 85, you sit in a trolley for 2 days. That's what the problem
corridor
is.
Corridor for 2 days.
It's actually not COVID, it's the health system. They can't cope. They've had 2 years to get more beds, get more staff. They don't. Now we all have to pay.
A&E last year, I had to spend the night in A&E, and they said, I'm really sorry, we don't have any pillows. And I was on a trolley now. Like, no pillows and we've no blankets. And I went, all right, yeah, it's grand. I've got a jumper here.
No ICU beds.
And it wasn't their fault. They were mortal.
Yeah. Well, it's not staff's fault, no.
Two women have lost their separate High Court damages claims over minor ankle injuries suffered where?
On nightclubs.
No.
Escalators.
As they each got out of a bird's nest swing in a children's playground on two different occasions.
Is that what they're called? I always call them baskets.
Yeah, bird's nest. That's a very good name. Little spider's web.
Makes sense, I suppose, yeah. So they've seen the PT, personal injuries, PIB. They've capped stuff, so the claims are 40% down on last year.
Yeah, but if I go into a children's playground and I get stuck on the swings, that's
in
my
high
own
heels.
That's my own fault for not. I shouldn't be on the swings.
Which there's a sign that says it. Yeah.
Well, there isn't a sign saying adults shouldn't be on this. Although I do think anyone over 15, cop onto yourself, get off.
I'd say there's a sign that says somewhere in the small print that anyone partaking in these sliding activities are doing so at their own risk.
Is there? Yeah, probably is. I've never looked. The accidents were caused by two adults deciding to use equipment not designed for adult use, and common sense would tell any adult they should not use a swing designed for use by children.
So what happened? Did they get any money?
The judge voiced concern. No, it was, they've lost their claims.
Right.
A chilling effect of such litigation, even when unsuccessful on provision of play facilities for children and the freedoms of all citizens.
I don't know what that means, but
neither
okay.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
It does. Sounds like the end of a movie.
I'll quit City for a start, says Raheem Sterling.
Oh.
Imagine having so many players that you bench Raheem Sterling for nearly half the games.
Do you want Harry Kane back then? If he leaves?
I don't know. The Harry Kane thing, I don't know what's happened with that.
I don't think even Harry knows what's going on now. It's done, I'd say. It's done. Not interested.
But this is the thing. Harry Kane, like I told you, remember Harry Kane... It's the equivalent of a fella going home to his wife and saying, I'm leaving you for a girl I met.
Mm.
And then the girl he met...
isn't interested.
So actually, no, I've changed my mind. I think, well, look, do you know what? Let's work it out for the kids. You know? That's what's happening with Harry Kane. He's still there, but like people are looking at him like, you wanted to leave us.
The twinkle in the eye.
Raheem Sterling has dropped a bombshell by admitting he may be forced to quit Man City.
Oh. He's not getting your game. You're not getting your
incredible
game.
Incredible player, like.
Yeah.
What a waste.
It is an awful waste.
And this is a big shock if you're French. What is the most popular cheese in France?
Not a French one. Cheddar.
No.
They'd be disgusted at that.
Where's cheddar from?
Wherever you want. You can make it here.
That's kind of English.
Kilmeade and the fillet
of
cheddar.
We have Irish and English and make the cheddar, don't
we? Is it Brie, no?
It ain't Brie.
Is it Camembert?
Gallic pride has taken a humiliating knock after it emerged yesterday. The most popular cheese
easy singles.
In France. Not easy singles. No. I'd say they like it.
What has happened to us?
Hey.
Can't beat an easy single on a burger or a toasted sambo. I don't care what you say.
That's fact. What I'd say that's what French lads call coppers.
Fact.
Let's go to that nightclub that's full of easy singles.
What is it? Come on.
Mozzarella.
Oh, come on,
Italian. Italy.
Italy,
go on, Italy. In your face, France. Camembert, which is made from cow's milk, has long been France's favourite fromage for a country. Like
fromage.
They've more cheese coming out their ears than anybody else.
Yeah.
But no, now it's Italia.
Mozzarella's pretty good. Yeah. Big ball of it, like.
Balls of mozzarella. Tear it open. Lashing it onto
put it on your pizza.
Pizza's fantastic.
Right. Sorry, France.
Although, get that hard mozzarella if you want to put it on a pizza. That's my tip to you today. Don't use that wet one. It makes your pizza soggy.
You need to give it a good squeeze at least, anyway.
You can get this pizza mozzarella. It's
grated, like.
No, it's in a cube.
Oh,
get
grate
that.
It yourself.
If you're doing that, keep it in the fridge or the freezer really cold and then put it on your pizza. Thank me later.
Jim's a bit of a pizza connoisseur.
I'm a bit of a, this is kind of a little hobby.
He even has his own gas pizza oven.
I have a pizza oven now, yeah.
He likes to make his own bases.
I'm that guy. I make my own dough.
And he has...
It's a hobby.
And he has a peel.
I do. I have all the gear.
I know, right, stick one end of that peel.
When I get really good, you're coming over for a pizza.
All right, there you go.
Really good, though.
It's 7:18 in F104.
Fair play to you.
Here is the full song from Adele. She's back. Easy on me. Check it out.
Listen out for the shivers.
Shivers.
Go easy on me there, will you? Leave me alone, Gert.
Go easy on me from Adele. I don't know. I think it's pretty bloody good.
It's pretty good. Now, do you know what I've noticed? She's magpied in very, very cleverly loads of bits of great things from other things.
Right. She's like our window magpie here.
Well, she's... Alicia Keys has a song called "Like You'll Never See Me Again."
Right, you think there's a bit of that in it?
There's a touch of Purple Rain in there.
Of course, the Purple Lad would have to get in there.
Well,
somewhere,
no, there is. There's a little bit of ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
But like, it's all very, very subtle. Like, you
she
hardly
know. She would have liked Prince. Like, yeah.
Oh, she would have. Like, this is not a bad thing. And apparently, he ripped that off from somebody else anyway. So, like,
they're all magpies.
Everybody borrows. Yeah, so it's very good. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, there'd be like, we can see that one now.
Yeah.
Imagine like. A Bridget Jones.
Oh!
Bridget Jones kind of movie starting with, you know.
Oh! Yeah.
Balling.
Or unless, like, a spreadable cheese company will get the rights to it and go spread
easy on
me.
Go easy on me, baby. I think that's what she's going for. Eventually, like, you know.
We'll see. We'll see. Well, I never thought Ed Sheeran, Shape of You would end up in an M&S ad, but there you go, it did.
I can't believe Flash is in the ad for Flash.
Lads, could you go easy on me with that Adele song? Could you chew us?
Could you chew us?
Chew us.
Now remember that.
Yeah.
Every time you hear it from now on.
Yeah. Take it as slowly.
It's in Dublin. So, right. I've got bad news for you.
What? What? It's about little, bad news.
Little
Come
Mix.
On, Friday.
Little Mix.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be on the show soon, by the way.
Who are?
Little Mix.
Oh, better not say it then.
What?
Well, it's they're all looking for solo deals. This 2022 tour might be the last time you see the trio.
It'll be 10 years, probably 11 years by the time next year comes around. So, I mean, that's a good run of it.
Yeah.
Not everyone can do a Westlife on it.
It's like that song, Three Wheels on My Wagon. Like, there's only three of them left.
They're probably seeing that.
It's a tricycle.
The fuss Jesse's getting, and they're all thinking, I'd love a bit of that.
So remember, it didn't take that end up, there's only two of them at one point.
No, there was never two. There was three.
It was just Gary and Mark.
No, Gary and Barlow. No, there wasn't. Sure, Gary and Mark were the only ones. Well, okay, Robbie did sing about it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right. Jason and Howard, they just shake their hips. Sure, no one's. Jason's gone missing. The band don't even know where he is.
Jason, all he did was go, yeah.
Got a magic.
Anyway, I'll tell you about it more in just a bit, but yeah, and there's still sort of backlash about Jessie's appearance. She's not the first person to do this, by the way. She's not the only person to do this.
What?
Just, you know.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
She's got too much.
And seriously,
fantastic, as they say.
It's probably more of a girl thing, but like, let's all remember our mate today who's maybe going through a breakup, and they are just going to be blaring this all the time from their bedroom. You're just going to hear. There ain't no
room. It's been 12 times. Will you stop? Things
change. They're out there, Jim. They're out there. So deeply
stuck. Yeah. I could do with a good half hour now before hearing it again.
7:25 and F104. I think we can arrange that.
It's Friday morning.
Tom Grennan.
It's 8:30.
It really is. It really is. And don't forget the bank holiday is earlier than Halloween. It's like closer than you think.
When is the banker?
It's the week before, the weekend before Halloween. It makes total sense, isn't it?
Are we calling it the banker?
No, I'm taking the mic. So Jamie Foxx is on Kimmel.
Yeah.
Fallon. I'm always confused with them.
Oh, are we doing this now? Do you want to do this now?
Was it on Dish the Dirt? I wasn't sure.
Well, let's do it here. Look, so Jamie Foxx, he was on last night with Jimmy Fallon and his daughter. He's written a book about bringing his daughters up, going, act like you got some sense. This is something his granny used to say to him. And he told the story about the time a young man came over to date one of his daughters. They'd done a background check on him. And here's the story.
What happened was my daughter, who didn't know that I had already ran a background check on a boyfriend, he comes to the crib, and Snoop happens to be there. And I said, Snoop, there he is, right there. Shake him up. And Snoop walked over to my daughter's boyfriend and just said, hey, what's up? What's up, cuz? You know? Hey, look here, you know, we her uncles, you know what I'm saying? So act accordingly, homie. You know?
Act accordingly.
But the underlying meaning of it was that I wanted the young man to understand that she's got people that really love her, so that if something does go wrong, Snoop is coming to kill
him. Yeah.
You're gonna kill him. Oh God!
Did somebody say?
Because
that's all you need to say.
Like, you know, of all the rappers, Snoop could access a shooter.
Of course he could.
The man is about 7 feet tall as well. How intimidating would you be? Would you feel? Dua Lipa, actually, she's working on a third album. Flown all her fellas into London. And said, right, the third album is nearly ready.
There's only one story right now. What does Orpats sound like as Orbats? Are we all ready?
I'm ready, let's go.
I'm going to kill the music.
I'm Batman. It's not just a signal. It's a warning.
That's okay.
I'm telling you, the trailer is vicious. This is not for little people.
10 questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM104's Instagram.
With misquote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at misquote.ie.
It's been about an hour since I played Adele's last song. Jim, can I play it again?
Sounds like a song itself. It's been about an hour since I played Adele. Angelina.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hiya.
From Ballantyre, have you always lived there?
Yeah.
Okay, right. What's your favourite thing about Ballantyre, or a fact that we don't know?
St. Tractus is the best school now. They're the best primary school. I have to say that, and my son goes to a different one.
All right. Well, okay. Would you not name the one he goes to? No.
No, because it's not the one I went to.
All right. Those parent-teacher meetings will be awkward.
So you brought your lunch in today.
I did. Yeah.
What have you got?
Just chicken wrap.
Chicken wrap.
Chicken wrap. Chicken wrap.
Do you want to cut in half? Do you?
Yeah.
You haven't heard the new Adele song. Do you want to hear a bit of it?
Yeah. Go on.
Yeah. All right.
Please help me, baby. I was still a child. Didn't get the chance to feel the world around me. I had no time to chew.
What do you think?
Chew us. She says chew us.
What do you think, Angelina?
That's okay. It's very Adele.
Shouldn't you hear? Yeah, it's very Adele, yeah.
It's very Adele.
I'll send that back to the people. Any feedback on that? Very Adele.
We'll play the full thing in a little while.
Okay, right. You ready for your 10 questions?
Yeah.
You know the crack. Get all 10 right, we'll give you a grand.
Yeah.
Best of luck.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
Vipers and anacondas are both types of what?
Snake.
Which animal is known as the ship of the desert?
Camel.
What do you traditionally find inside a barmbrack cake this time of year?
A ring.
Which month of the year has the least amount of days in it?
February.
True or false, Olivia Rodrigo's album is called Happier Than Ever?
True.
What kind of house do Eskimos live in?
Igloo.
In what month do Americans celebrate Thanksgiving this year?
November.
What football club does Kevin De Bruyne play for?
Oh, I don't know. Newcastle.
How many consonants are there in the English alphabet?
21.
And what letters are on a car number plate if it's registered in County Meath?
M.
Just the M?
M-M-T.
M who?
No. M-T.
M-H.
Oh.
To accept your first answer. Auntie M, Uncle Henry.
Isn't there Westmead as well then? There's a WH.
That could be another question, Nobby.
Okay.
Let's stick to the 10.
Did very well, Angelina.
Very well.
Very well. So, yeah. Snakes, camels, rings, February. Now, Olivia Rodrigo's album is actually called Sour. Happier Than Ever is an album by Billie Eilish. Both in the top 10 selling albums of 2021, by the way.
That was definitely a kid's question. I'm too old for that question, I think.
What was a kid's question was Barry, who's age 9, how many consonants is already in the English alphabet in 21?
Yeah, I thought that was a tricky one. Yeah, so it's 20. It's just, you take away the 5 vowels, obviously, from the 26. Did it very quick.
Yeah.
And Mead is MH.
Man City was the answer, and Igloo in November. So you did pretty good. It was an 8?
It was a 7.
Seven.
It's not too bad.
Listen, you didn't do too badly at all.
Okay, sure, I'll be back again. I guess 10 next time.
You will.
Sounds like a threat.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy, sell your car the easy way. Instant cash for your car today. Visit autobuy.ie.
So she's back, the video's up. It's got a gazillion. How many views has it got now?
Let's 13, have a well, it was 13.
Let's have a look. It's had a
hit refresh.
Hit refresh.
And that's not even the real
14.8
number.
14.8 million in the last few hours.
It's probably 16. If you had access to Adele's actual YouTube channel, you'd see it.
Adele has been speaking this morning about spilling the beans on everything that went into her latest album, and she's buzzing about this new release.
I'm buzzing. I mean, you know, I was hoping to release this album last year, but obviously 2020 happened for all of us. So I've been living with it for a lot longer than I feel like I would have liked to. yeah, I'm buzzing, but, you know, I'm obviously knackered. It's like, it's such a, like, a juxtaposition. I'm going at like 25 miles an hour during my time off, and then suddenly it's like 1,000 miles an hour. But I had to be patient in my life as well for everything to fall into place. So it feels fitting. So, yeah, I am buzzing. Yes, I'm buzzing.
Gosh, she talks very fast, doesn't she?
In the video, she's driving her car. There's a big trailer behind her with all her stuff. She's leaving a marriage. It's all over. All her songs are flying off the back, floating in the air. It's all kind of black and white at the beginning. And a married couple drive past her and she waves at them. It's all very...
Her nails look great.
What's the song about, Adele?
It was the first song that I wrote for the album. So, you know, going back beginning of 2019, really. And it was just, you know, I was making decisions in my life, which have been well documented over the last, you know, few years. Mm. But it was just sort of that thing of, like, initiating a discussion or, you know, whatever. Or, I mean, not in the case of, you know, my son's dad and some of that, but or a massive bloody fight, which I definitely started some fights post my relationship with my son and dad with other people. But I'm very not, you know, confrontational and stuff like that. But it was just like, you can initiate something and be like, well, hang on a minute, you know, go easy on me. It was just like, be like, bear with me while I try and find my feet in a situation, you know.
So she's also spoken about her favourite crisps, but I don't know what the answer is here.
Imagine she says Tato.
I think, well, hang on, did we not hear her saying something recently about
Walker's prawn cocktail. Is that still the case?
My favourite crisp is prawn cocktail Walker's, or just ready salted Walker's with loads of Worcester sauce on it.
Hi Adele, it's John here from Stockport. Just like you, I'm a massive fan of putting Worcester sauce on my ready salted crisps after seeing my dad do it years ago. I literally have them swimming in it. But then to finish it off, I like to drink the bag juice and get the last few soggy crisps at the bottom.
So he still lives with his dad's house, did you?
Yes, darling, I do the same. And I saw my mother do it growing up, and that's why I do it. So, hey, we are twinning, babe, from Stockport. Hello, yep.
That's
exactly it. And yes, those soggy ones at the bottom are the best. Oh. But when the ratio is like
drink of vinegar,
sprinkle it on, like, you know, like a nice little like splash of it. But by the end, it's like just juice with a little bit of crumbs in it. And Worcester sauce can be spicy. Absolutely. It's my favourite thing. My mother loves it, so yeah.
Bag juice.
That's nearly as bad as bin juice.
It's not as bad as bin juice. But
imagine that going... No, you're grand.
And you like crisps.
I love crisps.
Dublin's F104, it is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. And normally when we speak to this next guest, we are surrounded by musicians... And we're about to have some music, but today it's very different. Stephen Garrigan, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome.
So the reason there's no messers with you, because they are messers, is because you have also been writing, but not music.
Yeah, well, I spent most of lockdown actually writing a book, which is something I thought I'd never say before. It's an entirely new thing for me. I'm used to releasing albums, obviously, of music, so it's quite surreal, but it's out in the world. It was out last week, and the response so far has been really good. It touches on touring and songwriting, but more importantly, kind of issues that I had on the road and growing up with anxiety. A lot of people wouldn't be aware of that, especially looking at a frontman in a band touring around the world. So I thought it was important to kind of get that side of my story out and keep that conversation going about mental health.
So this is the thing about frontmen, Steve. So I remember hearing a story that somebody saw Phil Lynott from Thin Lizzy backstage at the RDS, buckled over, freaked before he went on stage. And I couldn't believe it because he was so charismatic and so confident. Then I heard Freddie Mercury was a very shy guy. There's so many frontmen down through the years that are actually shy in real life, like yourself.
That's actually really cool to hear. I would never ever picture someone like Freddie Mercury backstage freaking out. He's, if ever there was somebody who owned the stage, well, Phil in it too. I don't even know if I'd put myself in that league. I wouldn't. Yeah, I suppose with me, it's not even just shyness. I am very shy and I'm introverted, but it was more panic attacks that I started having. I had one in 2016 and I had to cancel a show, so I didn't even make it on stage. So that for me was kind of a turning point, and I had to go and obviously get help and really work on myself to get over it.
Do you remember, I mean, I'm sure you discussed this with the rest of the lads, I'm sure everybody gets nervous going out to do a gig, but did you ever, do you remember saying to them, no, it's not that, it's different, it's not like nerves, this is something else?
I remember trying to explain to our drummer, Vinny, I think we were in Japan, which is so kind of rock and roll cliche, we were in Japan, but yeah, I was trying to explain to Vinny and he didn't fully get it, but he was really supportive. But it wasn't until that day in 2016 where he saw me kind of on the ground. I was fairly debilitated, to be honest. Like, it really kind of knocked me sideways and I had to cancel the show. And he came up to me after and he said, I had no idea what you were talking about, but I get it now. And that he was there for me and he was supportive and also, which was great, you know. But it's crazy how common it is, you know. Mm. It affects a lot of people. And it can be very debilitating.
So quite early in the book, you mentioned being on holidays with your family and you were an 8-year-old kid and you were in a karaoke competition or something. And even at 8, everything was okay when you were on stage. I mean, can you remember back, like you can picture it back to being that young when you already felt something was tough?
Yeah, well, as a kid, if somebody was walking towards me, I remember walking to school and if somebody was coming towards me, like, you know, 100 yards away, I would cross the road because I was kind of afraid of getting into a conversation. It was kind of odd, but at the time it was normal for me. And that was anxiety, really. It was social anxiety. But anytime I was playing a piano or playing guitar or that my dad brought home a karaoke machine when I was 8 and my parents couldn't get me off it, I just felt comfortable behind a microphone singing.
So music was the healer there.
Yeah, it was kind of an escape. And it still kind of is today. It's just, I used to say that music for me isn't just music, it's therapy. But now I say, like, music is my passion. I love it. And it is kind of therapeutic, but therapy for me is therapy now, you know? Like talking to somebody and talking to friends and having a good support system around.
It's in the book, Steve, but for people who are listening now and they don't know what an anxiety attack feels like, can you describe how you know you're having one even?
It's similar but different for everyone. My experience of it, a particularly bad one would be your heart starts racing and your hands are shaking and I've gotten blurred vision and I've lost my kind of my balance. I've had to lie down on the ground. You can feel like you're choking. It can feel like a heart attack as well. It can feel like you're dying if you've never experienced it before. And it's very, very scary. I wouldn't wish it on anybody, to be honest. You know, a lot of people who don't know about panic attacks would kind of think that it's just you need to step outside and catch your breath. But that's not always the case. Sometimes that is the case, but they can be very debilitating. Luckily enough, I haven't had many since 2016. But yeah, they're pretty rough.
And what changed in 2016 that you can attribute to that?
Well, I started talking about it. I never properly spoke about it. I was kind of ashamed of it. I knew it was something. I knew there was something up, and I knew that if I spoke about it, like, I didn't fully understand it, so I didn't expect others to understand it, and I didn't want to be treated differently by other people or be looked down on, which was kind of wrong, because when I did ultimately start talking about it to friends and family first, everybody was really supportive. And that was kind of the start of me tackling it head on. I went to therapy and I just got to the root of it. I learned a lot of coping mechanisms and stuff through that to kind of deal with the anxiety in the moment. And I accept it for what it is. You know, I've had little minor ones, but nothing big. And when it does happen now, I can kind of deal with it. But that's because I went and got help for it, you know. You know, even for Codeline fans, hopefully it'll resonate with them. And if there's any out there who experience similar issues, I suppose. It'll help them feel like they're not as alone, and they can hopefully encourage them to talk more about it and get help if they need it. So yeah, like, I mean, panic attacks, like anxiety and mental health issues, don't discriminate. They affect people from all walks of life. So I suppose that was my thinking in telling my story, because it might come as a surprise for a lot of people.
So talking is the number one bit of advice. Talk to somebody.
Yeah, I think that's the first step, you know, just don't bottle it up, because it'll only get worse. Just talk to anybody, and just, you know, if you can, go to therapy. I know therapy is very expensive, and a lot of people can't access it, you know, but there are incredible resources online, like free resources, and there are some great charities, and it seems to be getting better by the day. There's more popping up. So there's a lot of help out there.
Jigsaw is definitely a charity we've worked with, and their services are free. But as lads, we're not great at this talk and stuff.
No, not at all, man. So particularly in Ireland, like, you know, in different countries, it's kind of like, oh yeah, I was just working on myself. I was meditating. I was journaling, you know, or I was going to therapy and then I went to the gym. How was your day? But in Ireland, I think, you know, you're never going to say that in a pub over a pint. It gets some odd looks. You know, even some of my mates would be like, wait, what? You're in therapy, like talking to someone? All right, yeah. Did you see the football, did you? Yeah, great, yeah.
I'm just thinking of, Steve, you're actually very lucky to be in Codeline, because, I mean, knowing the other boys in the band, like, you couldn't be in...
They're solid fellas.
...with a sounder group of lads. I'm sure they look after you whenever you're not feeling 100%.
Yeah, well, like, we've grown up together. We've had our ups and downs, don't get me wrong, you know?
Yeah.
But we are like a family, and I think... at the end of the day, we do support each other and look out for each other, which is really great. And I think that's down to the fact that we've known each other for so long, and we've grown up together, and we're all fairly grounded, you know. No, I'm very lucky in that sense. Yeah, absolutely.
And is, for people who are thinking of today now of getting the book, is it kind of from beginning to end your story of anxiety and struggling? Are there other flashes of bits of your life in the book, or what else is in there?
It's not all about anxiety. That was just the main reason why I started writing it in the first place. It kind of tells my story growing up and music and songwriting and kind of leading into Codeline. But when I was looking back, I had to double check one thing, because there was a time when a producer, Stephen Harris, came over from the UK. Now, he's a huge producer. And at the time, we were all kind of not doing anything. Like, Vinny was working in Dixon's, I think. Mark was in a call center. I was kind of in college, but gigging around. I was trying to get a job as well. And he came over to watch us play. And then halfway through, I said, here, look, I have to go. And he said, why? Where do you have to go? And I said, I have to go for a second round interview for IKEA. And I left halfway through the performance and went to IKEA. I called him up there recently. I was like, did that actually happen? And I don't know why I left at that. I don't know. What I'm saying is there's lots of random stuff in the book of just growing up and then the band forming and stuff.
I'd say a lot of things, you know, as you put the, like IKEA, you put the things together yourself, you realised why you did certain things as a younger guy. You didn't realise it was to do with anxiety, but you kind of, you know, put the pieces of the puzzle together now, have you?
Yeah, well, it's funny looking back and seeing how everything is connected. Yeah, I suppose that's a good way of putting it. Yeah. For me, it was an incredible experience writing the book and doing just that. I can see kind of how I got to where I am today with the band. And I can see like the anxiety kind of issues that I had as a kid that I was unaware of then. It's kind of surreal for me to do that and have this book out there. But I hope people take something from it, and I hope people enjoy it, at very least. That's all I can really say. So
yeah, and I think if there's people listening now who've got a niece or a nephew or a teenager in the house, and maybe, you know, they don't necessarily want to talk just now, maybe a copy of this book just subtly put under their nose to say you might find something in that. So there's no doubt you're going to be helping people yourself.
Oh, that's great. That's kind of what I set out to do. So,
well, the name of the book is High Hopes, Making Music, Losing My Way, Learning to Live, Steve Garrigan. We hope to see you and the band back together very soon. And thanks for having a chat with us today. And hopefully the book does well for you.
Thanks a million. Thanks for having me in, guys.
Thanks for listening to FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.